This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Outside is frightening, inside as well as we have some problems with COVID, and though the vaccine is coming your way perhaps soon, the word is it's safe and everybody should be vaccinated by June. Do you agree? Where do you land on the vaccine? Among the things we'll be talking about in this show, hope you had a great Turkey Day and got a chance to celebrate, even if you sat around and binge-watched your favorite Netflix, Amazon show, or just listened to some iTunes. I don't know. Kate Delaney, happy to be here, as always, and happy to be actually inside, away from some of this weather. The weather is crazy, where we're talking about snow and lots and lots of rain in the East Coast. A wild weather system poured in. And since so many of you demand that I talk about weather, I thought that we would start with the weather because it affects all of us. And I say that this show is about what affects you in your backyard and my backyard. And whatever zip code you're in the Midwest, you probably were slammed with some kind of weather. That don't get weary of it, because this is just the beginning. And the same thing with the East Coast, where it was one of those days in New York that the umbrellas turned inside out. When you have 60 mile an hour plus winds, that's the kind of thing that you get. And it's simply that system of the warm and cold air that smashes together and creates the thing that we've seen. And so the top story really that we're talking about is this shift and the accumulation of snow that we're seeing in places like lower Michigan, right? So you know that thing about putting your hand out and there's Michigan? So clever what we do, right, when we recognize our states. And whenever I see that, I immediately can spot that anywhere and know that's a Michigander. So eastern Michigan got some accumulation. And again, not a surprise in the sense that this is the kind of weather that sometimes you expect. But when the temperatures suddenly drop and you get that first half of the snow system, and then it kicks into the higher edges of it in the next, 24 hours, and you have that challenge of how much snow are you going to get? Is it going to be 6 inches of snow? Is it going to be a dusting that kind of starts to add up to a little bit more? And I really was looking at this map of Michigan, and the lower half of Michigan gets completely slammed. I mean, through December 1st, they're talking about 4 to 6 inches of the white stuff. And it's funny because some of us who don't really see snow say we would love to see it, but when you see it a lot, it's kind of a little bit different, isn't it? But this is just the start of the season. So the accumulation and the heavy snow, I think, again, coming into those bottom areas of Michigan, and then the weather where it's massive rain and that wind that you just can't take. You can't walk across a street if you were going to get groceries. It was best probably during the day that you had the curbside delivery that so many of us now, because of the pandemic, are getting used to. And speaking of the pandemic, over my fence and yours, because ours didn't blow down in the DFW area, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is where our little studio is, the satellite facility of the mothership, the GCN network, we were talking about, did you hear what's happening with Moderna? They're the second company to request emergency FDA authorization for this whole COVID-19 vaccine. And it's, they're going to go through the rigmarole that you normally go through. And I have asked probably 20 people off the air about this who I know are in the know. And between the texts of the fifth person down the list and everybody in between, I like some of what, you know, I'm hearing. And I said, you got to give some props to Operation Warp Speed because it should have been Warp Speed and it happened. And it's happening sooner rather than later, which is great. And, you know, you had these placebo groups and you had the rest, and they're saying it was above the effective rate, above 94%. They feel completely confident in what they've seen in the vaccine. So will it get the stamp of approval? Yeah. I mean, you were seeing that more doctors are saying, don't fear this COVID-19 vaccine. It's effective, and it's effective consistently, at least in these groups, across different age groups and race and ethnic backgrounds, too. Because obviously, when we talk about a massive VAC operation, you're talking about something like on the par of polio. And if you think back before my time, this was the whole polio thing. But when you think back of what I know of polio and how many people it affected, including my father-in-law, how big the polio vaccine was and what it meant, well, I mean, this is the era we're living in now. I know there's two sides of the coin. People are concerned. They like the idea of the warp speed, but concerned, is there something that's missing? What are the side effects? What does it mean? Is it a real game changer or not? I say it's a game changer from people that I trust, that it's just about the science, it's not about the politics of any of this. And again, Operation Warp Speed was Trump's administration in pushing, let's get it fast. And December is fast from what we heard originally. Now the thought is by June, everybody that wants to be vaccinated can be vaccinated. And then there's the question of what about those who don't? And is it really a big group or is it a small group? So I thought we would do our unofficial poll thing. You know how I like to do that. And nobody gets hurt in our findings. So unofficially, what do you say, America? Do you feel confident about this vaccine? Do you need to know more about the vaccine? Will you get the vaccine happily and be part of the effective crowd, we think, of stamping this out? Now, the other side of that is, in a conversation today with somebody I know who writes for a health magazine, we went back and forth about what could possibly go wrong with this. And what really are the side effects that we're hearing aren't that bad. What if it morphs, the virus, of course, morphs into something else. But you could play the what if game all day long, and we do it in other aspects of our lives. This is the biggest health crisis in my generation and probably in many of yours, I think in all of ours, that we've faced together as a nation. And what happens as we continue to climb up that mountain and try to get on the other side of it? Sadly, the numbers are the numbers, and the numbers are creeping up, and the concern over hospital beds and hospitals not being able to accommodate people who have to go in who get COVID-19, and what happens to them when you play eeny, meeny, miny, moe with their lives because there's absolutely no place for them to go. A big concern once again in New York City, and a concern of many of yours. The mailbag is full. We're heading there next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.
Yeah, let's talk about the mail. Sweet. The sweet sound of applause. Oh, how I miss those live audiences. So we got this one from Tony, who says, "Yo, Kate, what's going on with COVID? I keep hearing all kinds of different numbers. I trust yours because I know that you cull them from different sources, and you always say the sources, Johns Hopkins, CDC, or other areas that the cases are a little bit different, but it seems like they're all pretty much close. Is it true that that number is 13 million? Yes, Tony, it is true. Since January, they've identified more than 13 million COVID-19 cases throughout the U.S. And of course, the concern is the rise in the cases. That was the thing about Thanksgiving, that if you were going to go somewhere, mask up and social distance and all that stuff, and even make it a small gathering, that when, and I thought this was brilliant that some of the doctors were saying this, okay, so now when you go home, just act like you have COVID and make sure that you separate yourself from everybody else. You know, let it stay contained in your house. Don't spread it. So if you just assume I could have gotten it, then you don't hopefully give it to someone else. I mean, I say this all the time. It is the sick twistedness of this virus that you could give it and kill people that you love. What are their underlying health conditions? Do we really know? You know, they said that obesity was one of those things. What level are we talking about? I mean, there's so many little particular unknowns with this. And everybody's system, just like other viruses, is going to process it different. And now we got this thing in L.A. The biggest county, did you know that? Los Angeles County, the biggest county in the U.S., has stay-at-home orders because it has exploded like a sick bomb. It's gone off. So 3 weeks. It ends December 20th. 10 million people are asked to stay at home as much as possible, wear the face mask when outside, even when they're exercising at the beach, the parks. So I go to walk the dog in the woods. I carry the mask with me. I'm not in L.A. No problem, right? Nobody's near me. Every once in a while, someone comes by. We're way more than 6 feet away from each other. Perfect. But there, they're saying, uh-uh, all playgrounds, card rooms, beaches, trails, parks are open to groups who live in the same household, but that's it. But the playgrounds and the card rooms closed because they were open. And then businesses, and this is what's so awful. So you think about the businesses that are affected by this. Businesses operating outdoors. Fitness centers, zoos, botanical gardens, because remember California, maybe a little warmer, right? Of course it's warmer. Batting cages, maximum of 50% capacity because they had let it go up. And now they saw the rise in the cases, so now it's been reversed back. And, of course, Los Angeles County, like I said, most populous in the United States, they have a record number of new COVID infections and the most deaths in the last months. So that's why the action. Let's see what happens, you know, there. There are other things that they're considering doing, like, because, of course, we're concerned about business, right? What happens to all these people? So one of the things they are considering in California, and I got this one from Paul, who says, Kate, what about the economic impacts of places like L.A.? With these close downs, it scares the crap out of me, and I worry for my friends and family who live all over the place. And since he mentioned L.A., one of the things that they're talking about, and I know other places are talking about the same thing, is how do you ease the impact? So what about cash grants? Like, they're talking about cash grants of maybe up to $25,000 for restaurants, hospitality, other hospitality areas, things like nail salons, bars, that kind of thing. Now, of course, that will run dry pretty quickly in some big places, but it's something, right? It's something is better than completely saying, you know, we'll deal with it. It's about the other side of this, and it is, but the reality is how it's affected people and why I think some are willing to take the risks that they are taking. Here's one that has nothing to do with COVID, politics, anything else, or even the weather. But this one is from Mac Attack. Boy, we haven't heard from him. Ms. Delaney, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I think you were saying that your nephew was leaving all. I liked your stories that you weaved in here and there about that kid. I'll be curious to see what happens with him. Seriously, is he going to be an animator someday, and are we going to see his name on a marquee somewhere? But speaking of being featured, did you see the story about the boater in the East Coast who was found alive? I don't know many of the details, but I figured you would. I guess his boat tipped or capsized, whatever, and he was like almost 100 miles from the shore, and they actually found this dude. Yeah, I do know the story. I was looking at the water that he was in, and he was just clinging to the back end of the boat. That was, everything was sunk, and they found this guy, Stuart B. his name was, and they found him about 86 miles or so from the shore, supposedly. That's what, it's Florida, by the way. And I'm sure you're talking about this one. So he had left this marina in Port Canaveral at like 4 in the afternoon, and he had a 32-foot boat that he was in, and then he was reported missing. And they say he doesn't stay out overnight on the boat. The Coast Guard was out there, and, you know, they were trying to do everything they could to find him. And, you know, you're like a dot on the water. And they did. That's what the cool thing is. Can you imagine the people in the Coast Guard finding him on Sunday after that long at sea? And they had an air crew that was out, and they kept looking for anything, any little dot. And boom, they found him, and You know, he did climb onto the Coast Guard vehicle, I mean, not vehicle, but, you know, boat that they had. So I'm assuming that he's okay. There's no word on his condition. He's got to be a little banged up, and I can't imagine what that would be like because, you know, in my head, what am I thinking about? Sharks, the water, you can't see anything. Ugh. And what, you're just clinging for life there on the boat. But it shows you, you know, there's a will, there's a way. And he just had the will. They're saying, you know, to do what he could and praying and trying to find those good vibes. And, wow, now he has a story to tell, that's for sure. All right, so departing from what normally we're talking about, interesting story and interesting rescue. I had an uncle who was in the Coast Guard when I was a kid. And I remember I thought it was and I was little. I remember they took me twice down to the boat where they would go out, and it was in Cape May, New Jersey, and I just thought it was the neatest job that they encountered all these people and helped them, and in my head that's what they were doing. They were helping them. And they did see some things that would really shake you up where they couldn't find people, and then they did find them, and then the conditions and the sad, sad things that happened. So that's a good ending to that one, so I'm glad that you threw that out at us. All right, how about this one? This one is from Stacy, and Stacy says, Kate, what do you make of what is happening in Iran? I think it's scary. Are we on the verge of, I don't know, some kind of war? The idea that Israel killed perhaps this military nuclear scientist is worrisome because it could be the reason that the two clash even more. And where do we fall in the middle of all of this? Well, it's a great question. It is scary. I saw the video from the attack from the car. It was in a car, and it was an automatic. It was set up. It was automatic weapons that just blew through the car, just basically blew it apart. And what the intelligence community is saying is that they're skeptical of blaming the Israelis for this. It was a weird remote-controlled machine gun thing. And the Iranian news agency, which is state-run, of course, says the assassination played out where he was traveling with his wife in a bulletproof car, and they were surrounded by security details, and then bullets started hitting the car. He got out. He was shot 3 times. Just an awful, awful thing, an Iranian nuclear scientist. And we'll see what this turns out to be, but it is worrisome. There is reasons to worry, because what ultimately is the intervention there? Thanks for all your emails. Remember, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress returned to Washington Monday with two large items on their agenda, funding the government past December 11th and passing some form of coronavirus relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes both tasks are achievable. The Kentucky Republican said from the Senate floor that Congress should be able to deliver aid to Americans as we get closer to a vaccine.
There's no reason, none, why we should not deliver another major pandemic relief package to help the American people through what seems poised to be the last chapters of this battle. This morning, we got yet another major sign of hope. More data appear to confirm that the vaccine developed by Moderna is more than 94% effective.
This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden continues to name his team, and they've all been around the block. Val Dior has more from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
On Monday, Biden announced his potential senior economic team, including plans to nominate the first woman to head the Treasury Department, as well as several liberal economists and policy specialists who established their credentials during previous Democratic administrations. Biden would nominate Janet Yellen, the former Fed Reserve Chair, to lead the Treasury Department, and former Clinton and Obama advisor Neera Tanden to serve as Director of the Office of Management and Budget. He also named Wally Adeyemo as his nominee for Deputy Treasury Secretary. He's a former Obama administration official and the first CEO of the former president's nonprofit foundation.
And Canada's government is proposing new spending as it struggles to economically deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised his government would spend tens of billions of dollars more to help the nation recover. His government is proposing an additional $19 billion of stimulus spending. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let me tell you, with so many people out of work and food insecurity affecting about one in three people in the U.S. due to COVID-19, a lot of people are relying on the generosity of others right now to encourage people to give in whatever way they can this holiday season. Facebook is kicking off a season of giving campaign today because even a small act of kindness can make a big difference to someone, that's for sure. It's a $7 million match to nonprofits. Again, giving Tuesday on December 1st. Joining us is Naomi Gelight at Facebook. She's the VP of Product at Facebook. And tell us more about Giving Tuesday.
With many out of work and food security affecting nearly one in three people in the U.S. due to COVID-19, a lot of people are relying on the generosity of others right now. To encourage people to give in whatever way they can this holiday season, Facebook is kicking off a season of giving campaign today. Because even a small act of kindness can make a big difference to someone.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and that's exactly what I said, Naomi, no question about that. So you can go to, you can visit about.fb.com/seasonofgiving for more ideas and even more ways to be involved. Because, you know, we know the one silver lining has been the immense compassion and generosity that so many people have shown. On Facebook and Instagram, people have raised more than $100 million for COVID-19 causes, $65 million for those supporting racial injustice this year, and more than 3.9 million people have visited the community help page to find ways to give and receive help. So you could start a fundraiser of your own, again, on Facebook, or share or donate to an existing one. But I think it's a terrific thing. Again, as we both spelled it out to you, with one in three people in the U.S. facing food insecurity, those food bank lines are so, so long. And I've said this before, nobody should feel insecure, by the way, about what their situation is and not going to the food banks, because, I mean, it's everywhere. It's affecting everyone. We've talked about this so much on this show. So that's a very, very good thing that they're reaching out and then they're making that match to the $7 million match. All right, so we move on here in the show. And hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, glad to be back in the seat, as it were, in front of the mic. And I was looking at, you know, if you were to look at a word that came up the most in 2020, what would that word be? And it has to be a clean word. So, Merriam-Webster, you know, the dictionary peeps, they announced pandemic as their 2020 word of the year. That's not a shock, is it? I would say, what else would it be? Like pivot, how many times do you hear pivot? But pandemic the most. And what is it associated with? You know, it's associated with the COVID-19, of course. And in March, that's where we kept starting to hear it more and more and more and more with the outbreaks, the cruise ships. Even before that, we were hearing about that. But pandemic, they say searches, how do they discover, you know, how do they determine? They didn't just pick that out of thin air. Searches for pandemic on March 11th were 115,806% higher than lookups experienced on the same date last year. All right, that's a spike. So, because people are trying to figure out pandemic, what does pan mean? And of course, it's a word that has its roots in Latin and Greek, right? Pan, for all, demos, people or population, and of course that same root of democracy, and it's a word that was originated supposedly in the mid-1600s. Yeah. And it came, what's interesting and worth me taking up another minute of the show to tell you, that the word came after the plagues of the Middle Ages. When that started happening, then that word started popping up, pandemic. And people didn't initially know, what is pandemic? That's the word that was created. So after pandemic, what is the second most looked up word? I'm going to say quarantine is in there somewhere. I'm going to say asymptomatic, quarantine, that kind of stuff. That's going to be in there. A coronavirus, probably people were looking that up too. We need another word. What happens when we come out of all this? The dark times moving to the light. And, you know, what will be called the era of the year of the pandemic, the year of coronavirus? You know, I don't know. Thinking out loud, right? Kicking those words around that for some reason stick. They just stick. So there is a transition going on in the in Washington. And there, I didn't realize it took this long, but when you do an inauguration, you start apparently in November. So they're building the big scaffolding for the inauguration on the 20th of January. And Joe Biden officially is being, you know, he's being made aware of the secrets. I call it the secret box. Seriously. Everything that's in play is, in other words, is what he's being briefed on. And while he's being briefed, then it's about who are the people who, you know, the GSA formally had to recognize the victory, even though there's the challenges that are still, and accusations and stuff of voter fraud and stuff that are still going on. So the head of the General Service Administration, Emily Murphy, announced on Monday that the Trump administration formally, which they did, recognized that Biden won this year's election. They had to do that for the transition. So I say bravo to the White House for doing that, because that would have been not good for the rest of us if this is what's going to happen, like it or not. for goodness sake, that there has to be some sort of a transition, right? So the GSA is an independent government agency, if you're wondering, what does that mean? And they work behind the scenes because they have to, they're basically logistics. They, when it comes down to it, when you have an outgoing president, incoming president, they're crucial in the whole thing with office space and making it happen so that it's like you flip a switch and boom, who's ever in next is in, and they just can smoothly get on with whatever the business of the nation is. So that's happened. That part has happened. And it's interesting, too, because then what happens is you have to, when you're the head of the GSA, this Emily Murphy, you have to allot money for the transition to happen. Did you know that? The taxpayer money. Of course you knew that, right? So they allocate about $6 million to the transition team so that they can hire new staff, other transition expenses, the things that you need to make that happen, and which there's a lot of that, right? Moving in, moving out, the whole thing. And in the meantime, the president's approval of the transition, again, I say bravo that we have to have that happen, because then what happens? So nobody could accuse him of not doing that. That happened. But on Twitter, it's mostly about voter fraud, and I think unless something changes with his health or something else, the 2024 run is going to happen. I think you shouldn't be shocked if that happens. And then doesn't that set up something interesting? I mean, we have to go through 4 years. We've got to get out of the pandemic. Where are we after that? And then, is Joe Biden even going to, would he even run again when you think of his age and then going through this first year? Or would it be somebody else for the Democrats? And would it once again be Donald Trump? We haven't had that happen in modern times. Can you imagine you have a president, boom, comes back again, and what if he wins that in 2024? And would there be a push for it? And it tells me one thing. There's no question that he's going to have a voice, because you'd have to keep your voice, and he knows this from his advertising days, you know, when we're talking about television shows, the Celebrity Apprentice, or anything that was being promoted, you have to be out there. You have to be promotable. You have to be promoting whatever it is. And if you're a politician, you have to be the same thing. You have to be your brand. You have to be relevant. So that says to me that I don't know if it's going to be a network or running a network or owning a network, because he'll get backing. But watch what happens, because I think January, and especially the end of January, is going to be very, very interesting. Let's just say that. I've heard some very good rumors. I've heard some interesting rumors about things that are a buzz out there, that I can't say, but that would lend him that voice that would make him relevant for 2024. By the way, two Wisconsin counties finished their recounts of the presidential election vote. They added 87 votes to Biden's margin of victory over the president in that state. The Michigan Board of State Canvassers voted to certify the state's election results after a Republican member of the board joined two Democrats in voting to certify. So, I mean, there's where we are with the certification thing. And there's other states that are looking at the same thing, too. North Carolina, Indiana, that kind of stuff. They're certifying. Both of them, by the way, went to the president. All right, we have the mic drop moment coming up around the bend.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Because you're extremely wealthy doesn't mean that you have to have a $100 haircut. Wasn't there a presidential candidate that got busted for a $100 haircut? So George Clooney apparently is saving a lot of money when it comes to doing his hair. Does he have someone come into the house? Of course, for social distancing and masking and all that stuff, which could easily happen on his large estate out back or whatever. Nope, George Clooney made kind of a surprising revelation on the CBS morning show this past weekend. He said that he cuts his own hair, gosh darn it. And you know what he uses? Something that you might have seen when you're bleary-eyed and watching TV way too late. The Flowbee. That is our mic drop moment. The fact that who knows? Now, Flowbee is going to just have even more people that are going to want to get a Flowbee since he said on the Sunday morning show that he's been doing that for about 25 years. He just says he's really good at it. And that's how he keeps his hair so nice, that he says it's easy. He goes, you know, yeah, the vacuum thing. And the interviewer was so shocked, kept saying, "You mean the Flowbee?" Yeah. The Flowbee. And if you've ever seen the 80s commercials, I find it kind of surprising. He says his haircuts take 2 minutes. And he says, you know what? Listen, man, it works. And this is the thing. This was an off-the-cuff endorsement. He's not getting paid for this. So the Flowbee site, if you were trying to get a Flowbee and you're frustrated because, of course, it was Cyber Monday, sorry, you're going to have to try back again because the site crashed. You couldn't reach the site. Once he said that, apparently every guy in America, or at least some of them, decided, I need a Flowbee. I don't have to pay $25 or $100 for my hair anymore. Darn it. I can just cut my own hair. Oh, I think that that could be dangerous. I don't know. If Nathan Reeder, our incredible technical maestro for the show. Nathan, could you cut your own hair?
Yeah, I have.
Really? And it's not a big deal? It's easy?
Well, I'm a punk rocker, so, you know, there's only so much that I'm going to do there.
Oh, so it's like a little tiny shrimp. You just take out the snip here and you're done.
I mean, really, I haven't cut my hair or let someone cut my hair in probably more than 5 years now.
Well, good for you. You're saving money and you're natural.
And my split ends.
That's right. You don't have to worry about it. It's boom, that's it. Oh, if you guys only knew how much women spend on hair, you know, everything from whatever the color is or what it's supposed to be or what it's supposed to look like or whatever, or someone making a mistake on the hair, it is shocking. It's you don't want to know. It's shocking. I think even if you get a good deal, it's shocking. But I could not put a Flowbee to my hair. I cannot do that. That would be so dangerous. Flowbee. And when I think of the Flowbee, because they have one for pets, I just think automatically of pets and how much hair they have. So I think it's going to be a very hot item. I think that there are going to be people that, after hearing that, are going to say, good enough for him, good enough for me. I'm going to go get the Flowbee. A definite mic drop moment. And it was Cyber Monday, and of course, off the chain, I'm sure, deals, or you thought you're getting deals, because it's pretty easy to manipulate what a deal is. However, you know, what would be popular? Well, you think of the word that the Merriam-Webster says is our most popular word, pandemic. Do you think of the situation that we're in? And it's going to be a lot of electronics, definitely. Electronics, if there's kids involved, because their school is in front of a screen, we are all living the Truman Show. It's at least to some extent we are. And it's going to be whatever Apple's pumping out or whatever's cheaper or anything related to technology. One thing that went on sale and that people were talking about, and since I'm an audio person and like hearing music and like to listen to music, is the Apple AirPods, which naturally the pricing of the Apple AirPods it's kind of all over the map. Depending on where are you going to get the charger with it or what are you, you know, initially when it came out with the charging case, everything with it, it was like $260. Now, I guess with sales, you can get it a lot cheaper. But you know what I'm talking about, these AirPods, there's no, you know, you just put them in. They just put them right into your ear and that's it. And to me, I'm thinking, it's like if you put part of the Q-tip, I'm just being serious about this. I'm sure they're incredible, but it would be like putting part of the Q-tip in your ear and saying it's not going to fall out. How does it not fall out? Like if you're a runner, if you're saying, oh, I need to get some exercise or I need to walk fast with a dog. How does it not? Like I said, I'm sure if you're sedentary and you're listening, it's incredible the way it sounds, but is it really worth it? Because for audio quality, I'm sure it is, right? Or maybe it's not. Is the for the cost of it, is the sound quality good? I've heard mixed reviews on that. And then I think the whole thing is how easy would it be to have these things fly out of your ear? And maybe I'm thinking too much about it, but I guarantee that the whole AirPod thing, from everything that I keep seeing everywhere, and because we know technology is the big seller, I think that's what's going to be super, super big. And like coffee things, coffee makers, because people are at home. So if you're at home or you're working from home or you have kids that are also at home and they're doing their school thing, coffee, coffee, coffee. Cannot get enough coffee. And the latest, greatest, the people who have to have espressos or the latest Keurig or, you know, that kind of stuff, the fancy, fancy coffee makers, that's what's going to be selling, the Nespresso, which is funny to bring it back around because George Clooney does commercials for Nespresso. You can see him, or at least he was, he certainly has been a spokesperson for them. And usually, I guess they cost, they can cost $104, $125, you know, whatever. And I'm not, I am just, give me the plain coffee chick. I just want a coffee pot that works, that is easy to operate and not complicated, where I can just hit brew, poof, the coffee comes out. You know, like in the 70s, comes out into the pot, that's it. I can put the cream in it, and I'm done. Because I'm definitely a coffee person. But the souped-up coffee, and I listen, I've tried it. No offense to Starbucks. Every time I go in, I say, and of course not lately, but I would say, what can you give me that's light? What kind of coffee do you have that's not as strong as everything else that you have on your menu? Because it's just too strong. And ridiculously overpriced, right? But you get these gift cards, and they're gift cards sometimes for Starbucks. And I get it. If it's like the special thing and it's the thing you do, I'm all for everybody doing what they want to do. But I wonder, in the whole specialty coffee thing, if people really, really dig it, or it's just kind of the thing. It's kind of like how cigarettes were in the 50s. Yeah, everybody smoked. It was cool. People were smoking, and you know, just even if you didn't smoke, you had a pack of cigarettes. And I don't know. It's this is a weird analogy. I'm going down a weird path, but is it kind of like that? It's the thing to do, and even in a pandemic, there's that word again. You can pull up and run in and do curbside or go and get your Starbucks and take it back to your home office, which, by the way, is your home. So there you go. I'm just saying. Oh, you never know what you're going to get when you tune into this show. Thanks so much for putting up with us. Remember, you can always reach out 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks so much to the incredible work of Nathan Reeder for making this show happen. And to all of you, remember, we're all in this together.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.